T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Carl Robort is expected to announce tomorrow that he will run for NY27. And Rob Ort's chances of winning an NY27, how good or slim are they?
Well, if Rob Ort becomes the nominee, he would be a very formidable candidate in that district. Given the makeup of that district, it's a very conservative district. It's a very pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, pro-life district, and Rob Ort matches up with all of those very strongly. But the question is, what does Chris Collins do? Obviously, if Chris Collins is convicted, it's a moot point. He will not be the candidate. And then it's going to be a wide-open field, and you'll have two, three, maybe even four candidates running in the Republican primary. If he is acquitted and decides to stay in, he's going to be a very, very tough candidate, both in primaries and in the general election. A poll recently came out that looked at NY27, and it's a very conservative district. It's very pro-Trump. It's probably the strongest pro-Trump district in New York State, 81-82% approval for Trump, very strong pro-Second Amendment. And one of the questions that was asked in that poll is, just how important is it for you to have a member of Congress who's a supporter of Donald Trump? And again, overwhelming numbers that is going to be one of the major considerations, if not the top consideration of people when they vote for a member of Congress. Does that person support Donald Trump strongly? And of course, we all know that Chris Collins was the very first member of Congress to come out and endorse Donald Trump in the Republican primaries of 2016. So his credentials as a pro-Trump guy are unquestionable. And again, it depends on what happens in the courthouse in February in terms of what he does and just how strong a candidate he will be. But again, I think if he's acquitted, he's going to be a very, very strong candidate.
Rob Ort, how strong is he on the political side? How conservative is he? Is he conservative enough for the NY27 voting base?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Rob Ort is, again, on all the major conservative issues that are important to them, supporting the president, supporting the Second Amendment, pro-life, pro-tax cuts and economic growth. Rob Ort is right there with anybody in the Republican Party and would be a very strong candidate in NY27 if he were to end up with the endorsement.
Fundraising, how much of a challenge do you think that will be for Rob Ort?
Well, that's always a challenge for a congressional race because they're big districts and they need a lot of money to be competitive. And that's one of the keys that you watch for as a candidate declares and begins organizing and raising money, just how well they do with fundraising. And that's often a good indicator of just how serious a candidate will be. That remains to be seen, but it's a big hill to raise the kind of money you need for a congressional race. And time will tell if he is able to reach those levels. But again, it's a good indicator of just how serious and how strong a candidate is by the amount of money he or she raises.
You might be able to answer this question. A state Senate candidate, he has state Senate campaign funds. Would he be allowed to use those funds for a federal campaign like running for Congress?
No, I do not believe that's the case. That those funds are rolled off for federal money, or for federal races. So he would have to form a new committee and begin fundraising from literally from ground zero and start from scratch. I do not believe federal law allows for state candidates with state committee funds to transfer that money into a federal race.
Okay. Just wanted to get that clarified. Anything else I've left out of you care to add?
No, we'll see. This is shaping up to be a very interesting political dynamic, and a lot. There's still a big, big question mark in terms of what happens in February at that trial.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.